Suzanne, I'm sorry. We apparently misunderstood something. Are you still there?
Okay. You've talked in previous programs that men should not take DHEA by mouth. My
you
question
got it.
Is, should a woman take DHEA and progesterone by mouth or by cream?
Okay. The one that she should take by mouth, if she has trouble sleeping, that is, no reason to otherwise, is the progesterone, because what the liver does when it's absorbs all that progesterone from the intestine, which is not, as you know, not the way the ovaries do it. The ovaries send it to the heart, it goes all over the body and stuff. But anyway, when we swallow it, it goes straight to the liver. Liver turns it into substances called pregnanes. Fortunately, those are natural tranquilizers, and it helps a lot of ladies to sleep. But you see, not that much of it gets to the tissues, and so they're not getting as much benefit in every other cell in the body. So that's the old brain, which likes these pregnanes to sleep with. So if a woman's going to take progesterone and she has a sleep problem, she should swallow a capsule, a little help there. But she also should be rubbing in the cream, because that does like the ovaries do. It sends it into the veins, which goes to the heart and goes to every cell in the body. And that's what we want. So that's a double thing if a woman has sleep trouble. Now, if she has no sleep trouble, then it should just be rubbed on, simply because that'll get it to every cell in the body before the liver gets a shot at it. Now, the DHEA, a woman does not want too much estrone either. The reason it's so obvious in guys is the guys that don't have too much estrone, and wow, it really stands out when they swallow DHEA. But same thing happens in a woman. It's just that extra estrone can get disguised as her own estrone, because it mixes in with what's going on with her. That is, if she's premenopausal. Now, if she's postmenopausal, there's not that much estrogen being made, so it does stand out then. But that one should always be rubbed in, ma'am, the DHEA. Mm-hmm. And by the way, just for what it's worth, there was actually a study that showed that rubbing the DHEA into the vaginal area did just as good, and if not better, than rubbing in estrogen or progesterone insofar as maintaining the health of the area. How do you like that? I was really surprised when I read that study.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling. And I'm sorry we got the name wrong to start with.
That's
there.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.